When it comes to keeping up with the bills, the mortgage, your weekly shop, I want to know, are you seeing things start to get easier? Are things actually now becoming more affordable? Because if you listen to the government, when it comes to inflation, things are looking pretty rosy.
Inflation has now almost halved since we were elected a couple of years ago. It is particularly encouraging to see annual headline inflation moderate like this when you remember that headline inflation has ticked up in North America and in other parts of the world.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers there speaking after headline inflation figures last week dropped to 3.6%. I mean, it sounds like a good thing, but figures out today from the ABS show the actual inflation that most of us experience, that you experience when you go to the shops, is much higher than that, around 6.5%. So what's going on here? Peter Martin is the economics editor at The Conversation and joins me again. G'day, Peter.
G'day, Andy.
The Bureau of Statistics Cost of Living Index is a bit different to inflation, isn't it? Can you just talk me through what this actually measures?
Yeah, well, it measures the cost of living. The inflation.
Okay, smarty pants. How?
No. The Cost of Living Index measures the cost of living. The inflation number does not. And the Bureau is very careful to say this. If you read the fine print, it says the consumer price index that you and I might think dealt with consumer prices. That's what you and I might think. But it says in every release, if you read the fine print, the consumer price index, and I'm quoting, is not the conceptually ideal measure for assessing the changes in the purchasing power of the disposable incomes of households. In other words, don't trust the CPI, which gets weird, doesn't it?
And we know about 2/3 of Australians either have a mortgage or they rent, so they are definitely feeling the impact of the cost of mortgages. What do these ABS figures show about how most of us are experiencing the true cost of living right now?
Oh, they show it's far worse than what the Treasurer just said. So for employee-headed households, what the government calls working households, remember the governments are always in favour of working Australians. For some reason, they're deserving. Oh, you and I are working households, I guess we'd agree. working households, right. The cost of living, as opposed to the consumer price index, for working households is up 6.5% over the year. Now, wages are up 4%, 4.2. The consumer price index is minuscule by comparison. Why is it 3.6? So it's basically double. Basically, our cost of living is increasing. Our actual cost of living of working households taken together is increasing at twice the rate of the consumer price index. Why is the consumer price index so wrong? You need to go back to 1998. And believe it or not, I was looking at ABS statistics and reporting on this change at the time. There was a problem. And it's here's how it worked. In the 1980s and 1990s, every time interest rates would go up, the Reserve Bank would put up interest rates to bring down inflation. What would go up? Well, mortgage payments would go up, and they were part of the consumer price index. So they would push up interest rates in order to bring down inflation. Inflation would rise mechanically, and then they'd push them up more. You can see the problem. It's a bit like, you know, trying to drive a car with your accelerator and brake, your feet on both. They were working against themselves. And so a very simple solution was devised in September 1998. From then on, the consumer price index would exclude mortgages. Magic. Problem solved. That is, the Reserve Bank's problem was solved. But it's created a problem in increasingly misleading consumer price index. It's not misleading most of the time, because most of the time mortgage rates aren't moving, but it's very misleading now when mortgage rates are climbing, pushing up the costs, faced by working households.
So I can sort of see the argument why the government and the RBA might like CPI as a measurement, but in terms of actually giving us a sense of how people are faring, it makes sense to scrap it, right?
Well, the Reserve Bank needs to target something, and it's probably the thing it should target, but it does not tell us the cost of living. Now, the ABS, bless them, do this a week later in a less publicised release. The cost of living for employee households is up 6.5. The cost of living for beneficiaries, welfare beneficiaries, is up 4.4. The cost of benefiting and the cost for old people, age pensioners, are up nowhere near as much because they don't have mortgages on the whole. Age pensioners up 3.3%. Self-funded retirees up 3.4%. They do this, they break down the cost of living and went for different groups, and when they do it, they include the actual costs of living. Now, mortgages are substantial. On average, for a working household, 10% of their spending, their after-tax spending, 10% is on the mortgage. Now, that may sound low to people who are actually trying to pay off a mortgage, but that's averaged over all working households. It's very substantial. And whenever an inflation figure is quoted these days, while mortgage rates are moving, it is not what's happening to the actual cost of living.
It's 13 past four. Peter Martin's the economics editor at The Conversation. He's here talking about how we measure the cost of living and whether it's actually falling, as is often suggested. Peter, ever since the Reserve Bank started raising rates, people have mentioned that this is a very blunt instrument with which to tackle inflation, that it does disproportionately affect people with mortgages and renters, not necessarily the people who are contributing to inflation. But this latest report by the ABS suggests the interest rate rises that we've seen over the past 2 years have actually increased inflation, which seems completely against what they've been intending to do, if I've understood this correctly. So what's happening here?
Well, they're meant to impoverish people so that they spend less, right? And they are, except being the blunt instrument, they actually enrich people. They enrich retirees, you know, who have their money in term deposits and what have you, by giving them greater income. And that's why we're seeing a lot of, at least anecdotally, a lot of houses are now being bought with cash, you know, not with borrowing, as people are downsizing or in some cases upsizing to get around the pension rules. With cash as the interest rate increases have been making them wealthier. But I can see why the Consumer Price Index, which should no longer be called that, it should be called an Reserve Bank Special Inflation Index. I can see why they do that. The Reserve Bank it needs to target something, right? Mm. And that's a good target, but it is not the cost of living. Now, cost of living is what the government will have to deal with in the budget. It has a number of non-Reserve Bank sort of measures to do that. Indeed, it was quite a master of them in the last budget. It increased Commonwealth rent assistance, which in the way these things are measured, looking at out-of-pocket rents, that had a material impact on lowering inflation. It increased energy assistance so that electricity bills and gas bills were lower than they would have been. Those are the sort of measures we can see, that we can expect. And the more the government does that, even if it involves spending, the more it spends to, if you like, mechanically bring down prices, the less concerned the Reserve Bank will be. So I think the government's fully aware of this. Despite what you heard Chalmers say there, the Treasurer, he is fully aware that people are hurting. Ask people, as the Melbourne Institute does each month, whether their own personal financial situation has improved or got worse in the previous 12 months, more than half of them will say worse. And that's almost unprecedented. Usually it's about a third. So things are bad. These stats from the ABS, the so-called living cost index, shows that they're bad. And cluey people like the Treasurer, whose job depends on it, are fully aware that things are bad, much worse than the official inflation figures say.
With a budget and an election coming up, I'm sure we'll be discussing this further. Economics editor of The Conversation, Peter Martin, a pleasure as always. Thanks so much for your time.
Great pleasure.